This is GLBC Radio number 18, coming out to Antisocial. Hello there, listeners. My name is Cancab Adam Fox, and I am the host of Gay Leather Bear Cub Radio. I'm a 29-year-old gay leather bear cub. I am married to an awesome, loving man who puts up with all my shit. As you already know, I'm back in Toronto, coming to you live, mere footsteps from Church Street, the largest gayborhood in Canada. On today's show, I'll be talking with someone new, my very own Auntie Social. I must, however, warn you, she's the seed the great Brian grew from. She's known for spreading all your dirty little secrets and hardcore truths to everyone she encounters. Her views on the world are a bit backwards. Let's see if I can help her open her mind just a bit. I'll be talking to her on her views of the gay situation and some of the issues surrounding it. So, without further ado, put your hands together and welcome my very own Auntie Social. Hi, Auntie, how are you today?
Ew, I'm fine.
Thank you. A warm welcome, dear. You know, I haven't been out of the nursing home since last Christmas, so I needed to get away from all those old people. The smell alone could drive a woman mad. All that Bengay and mothballs, yuck.
I bet it would. Well, Auntie, thank you for joining me on today's show, and welcome to Gay Leather Bear Cub Radio.
What? What did you say? Gay?
Yes, I did. Well, why don't we talk about it for a moment?
Why do we have to talk about that topic? And why does your show have gay in it? You're not gay, are you?
Well, yes, Auntie, I am.
Oh my God! Does your mother know?
Auntie, she knows.
Well, your mother's gonna get an earful from me when I get home. She knows, and she let you move all the way out to Toronto all by yourself?
No, I moved here with my loving husband. You know, the charming fellow you met earlier.
Oh my God, I need some antibacterial soap. I shook his hand. I actually touched a gay person. Oh my God, call my doctor. I gotta get tested for AIDS.
Why?
Well, as a matter of fact, all gay guys have AIDS. It's the gay cancer, you know.
That's not exactly true. Only the ones who don't have safe sex and or use shared intravenous needles usually end up catching HIV, which later turns into AIDS.
Seriously, if I get HIV and die tomorrow, I'll have my lawyer remove you from my will. You were always my favorite nephew, and only now I learn you are gay and married to a man? What is this world coming to?
Well, I did not know how you would react, but as I am married now, I thought it was time all my family knows, and who best to tell first than you?
No, you can't be gay. I used to see you play with all the little boy toys, cars, and army men. Oh no, maybe it was the little action figures that turned you gay. And I saw you playing with a tea set when you were young, too.
Yeah, and I melted it with my magnifying glass, or have you forgotten? Don't be silly, Auntie. Toys don't make people gay. They just are, or they're not. Unless you're bisexual, then you can do it. Or go either way. At the same time. But that's probably enough info about that.
I heard from a lot of people, being gay is a choice, and maybe you just made the wrong choice. No harm done, I know. I'll take you one of those special psychiatrists and get him to deprogram you. Now, what was his name? Oh, I remember. It was Dr. Large. Give me the phone, dear. I'll make an appointment right now for you.
No, Auntie. I'm not going to see a psychiatrist whose only job it is to deprogram gay guys to make them think they're straight. That does no one any good at all, and they're only in it for the money. My life is a good one, and I'm proud, married, and gay, and I don't have to change for your peace of mind or anyone else's. Thank you very much.
Well, I blame this on your no good father who abandoned you and your mother when she was pregnant with your younger brother, when you guys were so young.
Well, I don't know about that, Auntie.
And do you have AIDS, too? You must. Are you going to die soon? All the people in the nursing home with AIDS died within a week of being admitted. It's so sad to think you're going to die in a week.
I'm not going to die in a week, Auntie, as me and my loving husband do not have AIDS or HIV. We get tested regularly just to make sure and be safe, and every time it comes back negative.
But how can that be? I thought all gay people had AIDS. It's called the gay cancer, you know.
Where did you hear such nonsense? Have you been talking to misinformation again?
Oh no, she's too gossipy for me. No, it was all over the papers a few years back.
And you always believe everything you read in the newspapers?
Of course.
Auntie, don't you know what being homophobic is?
No, what's that? Like being afraid of spiders? I think I saw a movie about that a while back.
No, it's not about spiders. It's about being afraid. It's a person who hates or is afraid of gay people. Are you one of those people, Auntie?
Well, I can't hate you. You're my favorite nephew, and you're gay, so I don't think so.
Well, good. Now, what would you like to know so I can put your misconceptions to rest?
Have you ever had sex with a woman?
I tried it once, but I could not go through with it.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't believe I'm supposed to be with a woman. What else would you like to know?
You're married, right?
Yes.
So, do you and your husband go out and have sex with other people?
Hell no! Like I said, we're married, and just like in your straight world, we don't have sex outside our marriage. We're a monogamous couple. What else would you like to know?
Well, you know that being gay is a sin, and you and your loving husband are both going to hell.
Auntie, be reasonable. If I'm going to hell, then hell better be a beach compared to all the close-minded individuals you believe are in heaven. Well, does that at least satisfy some of your questions?
Oh, yes, dear.
All right.
Oh, I just had a thought. I think the recreation coordinator at the nursing home is a lesbian.
And why do you think that?
She likes to watch when the old ladies are taking baths, but could care less if the men fell and die in the tub.
Well, you never know, but that is a possibility, and you'll have to discuss that with the nursing home supervisor. Anyways, was there anything else?
Oh, yes, dear. I was wondering what a cub is. You stated before you were talking about a gay leather bear cub. Is that like a stuffed animal or something?
No, it's the name of my radio show. You know, the one we're recording right now. And it's also one of the subcultures to which I identify myself with. I am gay. I also identify with being with a bear cub, as I'm not 30 yet and I'm a good catcher. And I do enjoy the leather fetish a bit. Wearing it makes me feel good and strong and like a man. Okay? But I'm not into that whole S&M scene. That's just a little too scary for me.
Really? I never knew you'd wear leather before.
Well, I do on special occasions.
Really? Like when?
Well, like the Fetish Fair, or Gay Pride Day, or select gay nights at the Black Eagle, the leather bar here in Toronto. That's when.
So, are we on the air, live right now?
Yes, Auntie.
Oh, cool. I'll have to tell all my friends to listen to your show. You can burn me a copy of it, right?
Yes, Auntie.
Oh, I'm gonna be so famous. All the old ladies in the nursing home will be so jealous.
I bet they will be. Green with envy, Auntie. And maybe some of their nephews and grandchildren are gay, too. I read a statistic that 1 in 5 people are gay. Just some of them stay in a closet.
What does that mean?
It means they're afraid to let anyone know that they're gay due to the fact that they won't have to deal with possibly hurting their friends and family. And of course, bypassing the stereotypes and misconceptions about them. You know, some parents even disown their children. Sort of what my mom did. That is one of the reasons I moved all the way out here to Toronto.
That's horrible, dear. Maybe I should talk to your mother and get her to see reason.
You can try, but I don't believe it'll do much good. You can try, but I don't believe it'll do much good. She is very stubborn, as you know.
Our whole family is stubborn, boy. But I will try and persuade her for you, dear.
Well, thank you, Auntie.
So, I guess this makes you the black sheep of the family, I guess.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'd say I'm the pink sheep. Well, that's all the time I have for today. Thank you, Antisocial, for joining me on this very special episode of Gala the Bear Cub Radio.
Oh, you're welcome, and my pleasure, dear.
This is Ken Cub Adam Fox.
What? When did you change your name?
Well, when I got married, Auntie.
So, are you like the woman in your relationship?
Well, yes and no. I changed my name and I'm a bottom, but I'm all man.
Oh, I see. How confusing.
Tell me about it. Anyways, thanks again, Antisocial, and I'm Ken Cub Adam Fox. To get in contact with me or Antisocial, you can email us at glbcradio@gmail.com or Skype and Gizmo me at CanCubAdamFox. Please add me as a friend on Facebook. Just search for Adam Gordon Fox. Check out my videos and leave me a message or comment on my blog at www.glbcradio.co.cc. Well, that's all for today. Please join me again for another episode of Gay Leather Bear Cub Radio. Please note, coming out to your family is possibly one of the hardest things a young gay boy has to do in his life. If you need help or advice, please don't be afraid to call the kids' help phone. They have people there 24/7, and they will surely help you. The number is 1-800-668-6868. Thank you for listening. Twills hugs from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. This is Ken Cub Adam Fox, signing out.